Some people love to be surrounded by others because it gives them a sense of safety and security. When they're in large crowds, they feel important and fearless. But large crowds can bring forth a lot of heartburn as well. Sometimes the larger the crowd, the more hazardous it can become. Even the small movements of so many people can quickly turn into a powerful force. Today's message is a lesson to all who boast their strength in large numbers. But someday they will soon realize that everyone who is with you are not really with you. Hello again, God's beautiful people, and welcome to another episode of 5 Minutes. It's the show that's committed to bringing you uplifting and inspirational word to help you through those hard times. Gideon had a mighty army that boasted over 32,000 men. And when you look at something that size coming at you, you would think, man, they are large in number. And most would even probably turn around and run out of fear. But again, large numbers don't mean a thing if not everyone is on the same page. When God saw the size of Gideon's army, he told him, no, sir, that's way too many people. And then he began to purge the number. Now we may ask, why would God reduce the army in size? With a force that large, they probably wouldn't even have to fight. But God in his ways saw that the problem that this could cause. Remember, God can see what we can't see, the heart. And in it, he saw a whole lot of pride. And we know that pride can become a deadly thing because it comes before the fall. God saw that the pride would cause the people to brag on themselves, and then it would give them personal victory while robbing him of his glory at the same time. So God told Gideon to get rid of all those who were fearful, because fear can spread through a force that large like a wildfire in a forest. Christ said, to be my disciple, you must be able to give up everything, and that includes fear and anxiety. Whoever is fearful and anxious of heart, let him not come to war with me. Because to be a disciple for Christ, you must have no fear. A fearful heart can bring you down and keep you down, and it will have you defeated even before you get started. Now God wanted none of this in his army. He wanted men who would stand the test of the fight, because as the word says, love, the perfect love, that love, it cast out all fear. And so after that point, only 10,000 of them remained. Now going a little further, God had plans to make even more cuts. He said to Gideon, take them down to the waterside, and those who lap, keep them because they will attack. But those who go down on their knees, you don't need them because their attention span is not there. They would rather get their fill at the waterside and forget about why they are here, and then they would become prone to ambush because of their lack of attention. But the real fighters are the ones who stay alert. They drink with one hand and keep the spear in the other. Only the upright qualifies to be in my army, says God. Now, not that we're referring to any of these men as dogs, but the word says that all those who lap like dogs to keep them, they're the ones who are loyal to the house of his master. They would not only bark, but they will stand firm against the enemies. These are the men who are praiseworthy because they knew how to bark and how to watch. Jesus Christ commands us to watch. The word watch means to stay awake intentionally. It means to be on the lookout for danger and to observe. In Matthew 24, verses 42 through 44, we are told to watch because we don't know what hour our Lord is returning. The great example of watching and standing fast is that of being strong and courageous. And as a soldier for the Lord, we are fighting against this world, the flesh, and the devil. So we must remain loyal and committed to Christ. At that point, 9,700 of them were told to go home, leaving Gideon with only 300. But he had 300 of God's most loyal, fearless, strong, committed fighters, and God promised them victory over their enemies. With those 300, they would defeat multitudes of the enemy. Now in the natural mind, this may seem foolish and impossible, but with God, even the little things become larger, and with him, all things are possible. The believer today is told this, and as a child of God, we are to believe it as well. Now, those that you surround yourself with would only walk with you only for the moment, but when the times get hard, and most will be hard to find, they will tell you, man, I got your back. But again, when you need them, they're only a memory. But if you stay in your lane, the lane that God has put you in, then you will have success because nothing is impossible with God. There's victory through the cross, and those who approach it will receive the reward because they have faithfully served the Lord. What is my time? I pray that you all have a blessed week. So the 300 men took the people's food and their horns. Gideon sent all the other men of Israel to their tents. He kept only the 300 men, and the tents of Midian were below him in the valley. One love, 5 minutes.